5:30 in the morning at Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. The sun is barely cracking the horizon. The dew is sitting heavy on the grass. And somewhere three rows over, a Lycoming just coughed to life, ran through its warm-up, and then throttled up and taxied out into the dark. I did not plan to be awake at 5:30, but that is what happens when you camp right next to your airplane at EAA Venture, and I'm absolutely here for every second of it. I'm Ramp. This is Ramp Check on Radio Hangar, and for the next little while, I'm going to take you somewhere I think every pilot needs to experience at least once. Not the air show, though. The air show is magnificent. Not the vendor mall, though you will absolutely spend money you do not have in the vendor mall. I'm taking you to the Home Builder Campground. Let me take you there. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey, first solo, private pilot, instrument, commercial, all the way up. These are the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, let me back up and set the scene properly for anyone who has not been to Oshkosh. The Experimental Aircraft Association, or EAA, holds its annual fly-in convention every summer in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. It has been going on since the 1960s. For about 7 days, usually the last week of July, Whitman Regional transforms into one of the single busiest airports in the United States. We are talking roughly 10,000 aircraft. We are talking upwards of 600,000 visitors. We are talking the largest aviation event on the planet by pretty much any measure you want to use. And right there on the grass, tucked in among the warbirds and the ultralights and the vintage biplanes, is the Home Builder Campground. It is exactly what it sounds like. If you flew to Oshkosh in an experimental amateur-built aircraft that you constructed yourself, you can park right there on the grass and camp next to it for the whole week. Your airplane becomes your front porch. Your tent goes under the wing. Your cooler sits in the shade of the fuselage. I have stayed in hotels at AirVenture before. Nice hotels, 20 minutes from the field. And those are fine. But the campground is something else entirely. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, has a requirement known as the 51% rule. For an aircraft to qualify as amateur built, the person registering it as their personal project must have completed more than half of the fabrication and assembly themselves. That is the minimum threshold. Most of the builders I talked to this year were well past it. The majority of them did virtually all of it with their own two hands. And that matters, because every single airplane parked in that campground represents a human being who spent years, sometimes many years, out in a garage or a workshop or a rented hangar space, cutting aluminum and pulling rivets and bending control cables and fiberglassing cowlings and wiring avionics panels and reading plans and making mistakes and starting over and eventually, finally, finishing. Every airplane, when you walk through that campground with that understanding, it completely changes what you're looking at. I walked in on a Tuesday morning and I just stopped because the sheer variety is staggering. Vans, aircraft, RVs, as far as the eye can see. Vans make something like a dozen different RV models, and every single one of them is represented in the Home Builder Campground. The RV4, the RV6, the RV7, the RV8, the RV9, the RV10, the RV12, the RV14. There are so many RVs in there that there's a whole sub-community just among RV builders. They have their own cluster within the campground. They are incredibly proud of this. They will tell you about it unprompted. I say this with affection. But then you turn a corner and there is a Zenith 750, a short takeoff and landing design that somebody has painted like it belongs on a Yukon bush strip. Bright yellow, big tundra tires, mud on the gear legs that I'm pretty sure is not from Wisconsin. And right next to it is a sleek low wing Sonex that looks like a tiny racing machine, every line screaming speed. And across the grass, there is a Glassair Sportsman and a kit box. And what I can only describe as something a person clearly assembled from plans they found in a 1978 issue of Sport Aviation. And I mean that in the most deeply admiring way possible, and every single one of these aircraft has its owner sitting right next to it. That is the thing. The owner is always there, they are camping, they have nowhere to be. So if you stop and look at their airplane, you're going to meet them, and they are going to talk to you. They will tell you everything about that airplane if you have the time to stand there and listen. And I'm telling you, you want to make the time. I stopped at a Long Easy on Wednesday morning. For those who have not seen one in person, the Long Easy is a canard pusher design from the legendary Burt Rutan, introduced in the late 1970s. Canard means the small wing sits up front, and the engine and propeller push from the back. It looks like something from a science fiction movie. Long fuselage, rakish lines, this gorgeous swept back wing. I mean, it is genuinely beautiful. Before I had finished my first coffee, the owner was standing next to me. His name is Gary. He is from Minnesota. He started building his Long Easy in 1991. He finished it in 2003, 12 years. During those 12 years, he raised two kids, changed careers, and moved to a different house. He disassembled the fuselage, loaded it on a trailer, drove it to the new address, and finished the rest of it in the new garage. He has been flying it to Oshkosh every single summer since 2004. This year was his 22nd consecutive year in that campground. I asked him what keeps him coming back.
He looked at me like I had just asked the most obvious question in the world. He said, "Where else am I going to park next to people who actually understand what this thing took?" I had to write that down immediately because that is the ramp culture of the home builder campground in one sentence. These are people who understand what it took. There was a social architecture to the campground that I was not expecting the first time I spent real time there. It has its own daily rhythms. Early morning is quiet. People are crawling out of tents, shaking off the dew. Someone is firing up a camp stove. Someone else is doing a walk around on their aircraft, checking control surfaces, looking into the engine compartment with a flashlight, lifting inspection panels, doing the thing they always do before they fly. It feels intimate, small, like an airport community in miniature. Then the campground opens to the public, usually mid-morning, and the visitors start flowing through. And that is when the whole character of the place shifts. The builders become the hosts, the experts, the storytellers. I watched a builder named Phil spend 3 hours one Tuesday morning explaining every single system in his land care legacy to anyone who stopped and asked. 3 hours. He answered basic questions like they were the most interesting questions he had heard all day. When someone who clearly did not know the difference between an aileron and an elevator pointed at a control surface and asked what it did, Phil explained it like he was hearing the question for the first time and genuinely loved the answer. When someone asked a deeply technical question about composite layup schedules, he lit up even brighter. Phil told me later that this is why he builds not just to fly, not just to own an airplane, but to build something that makes strangers stop and look and want to understand how it works. The EAA has a formal aircraft judging program at AirVenture. Experienced volunteer judges walk through the campground evaluating home-built aircraft across various categories, workmanship, systems, design. Winners receive gold, silver, or bronze Lindy Awards. A Lindy is considered one of the highest honors in the home-building community, and builders who have won one will mention it in conversation about once every 4 minutes. I counted. I'm kidding. Mostly.
But the formal judging is almost secondary to what I can only call the informal peer review. This is the other builder who walks over and asks to see how you routed your fuel lines, the experienced builder who runs their hands lightly along your trailing edge and nods slowly and says, barely loud enough to hear, "Nice work." The person who has been at this for 30 years who looks at your panel and asks you to walk them through your avionics choices, not because they want to learn something, but because they want to see how you think. These people know exactly what good work looks like. They know because they have done the same work. They know what a good rivet line looks like and what a bad one looks like. They know when a paint job was rushed and when someone wet sanded between every single coat. They know when someone went the extra mile in a place where no one would ever see it except another builder. The standard of peer recognition in that campground is genuinely high, and receiving it means something real. I want to tell you about a moment from Thursday evening this year because I think it captures the whole thing better than I can explain it directly. The air show had wrapped for the day. The crowds were thinning out on the main grounds. The light was going golden and long across the grass. And in the home builder campground, something completely spontaneous was taking shape. Someone had fired up a propane camp stove and was making a massive pot of chili. I have no idea whose campsite it was. I do not think anyone else did either. And I do not think it mattered. By the time I wandered over, there were maybe 30 people standing around in various configurations of camp chairs and tailgate perches and coolers turned stools, and the conversation was going in every direction at once.
One group was deep in a Rotax versus Lycoming debate, the kind of debate that has been going on in the home builder community for literally decades and will never ever be resolved, and honestly should not be because it is too much fun to have. Two other people were going back and forth about fabric covering techniques with an intensity you would normally associate with people arguing about something that actually matters. A couple sitting slightly outside the main circle was quietly going through their own build logbook together, one of them pointing at entries, both of them planning the next phase of their project. A first-time campground visitor, a young woman who had flown in on a factory-built airplane and just wandered in because she was curious,
was sitting slightly to the edge of the circle, eyes wide, just absorbing everything. She was not excluded. Someone had already handed her a bowl of chili and pulled a chair over. I stayed until it was too dark to see the airplanes clearly, and I still did not want to leave. Here's what I think is actually happening in that campground. The wall between expert and beginner comes down when you're sitting next to your airplane, and the airplane itself is the living evidence of your journey. There is no pretending. The airplane tells the truth. A beautifully executed aircraft speaks for itself, an airplane that is still a work in progress, that has a panel that clearly got redesigned twice, that has the marks of someone learning as they went, that tells an honest story too, maybe an even more interesting one. And that honesty creates space for real conversation for the person in their first year of building to sit down with someone in their 20th and ask the questions they might be embarrassed to ask anywhere else. The real questions and to get the real answers without condescension, without gatekeeping, without the subtle hierarchy that you sometimes find in other corners of this hobby. There are plenty of places in aviation where experience creates distance. The home builder campground is not one of them. In the home builder campground, experience creates invitation.
If you have not been to AirVenture, go. And when you go, make the home builder campground a real destination, not just a walkthrough on your way to the Warbirds. Slow down, make eye contact, accept the offer when someone says, you want to take a closer look? Pull up a chair if there is one available, and there usually is. The air show is incredible. The vendor area will empty your bank account. But the campground is where the soul of this thing lives. My thanks to the builders and visitors at this year's AirVenture who let me pull up a chair and ask way too many questions. Background on the EAA's campground program and aircraft judging came from their own published materials. Everything else came from the people sitting in those camp chairs under those wings. More from us at radiohanger.com. I'm Ramp. Stay curious out there.